can't get into it until someone releases you.
Like jail?
Yeah, like jail.
It's like
because you know
jail.
How many unplugged ceremonies I've been to and everyone's sitting there in the aisle like this?
I wouldn't love that on anybody. I didn't love it. I know the fabric and I just felt like it was very, it reminded me of like...
Who designed it?
Like a curtain sort of?
Exactly.
I have no idea.
Exactly. And I don't know. We should look that up.
Who designed? Let's look it up. Let's ask Siri. All right, no, I'll just...
You're right though. I wouldn't like it on anybody, but especially for Lizzo, I want her to continue being her like, this is my body. And like, whether you like it or not, this is me. Showing it off unapologetically.
My last trend is bridesmaids wearing white.
I love it.
I don't.
Yeah. You're undecided.
It would have to be done really well. And I think that if your bridesmaids are wearing white, are you wearing a color?
Virtual save the dates.
No.
I don't like them. I like tradition.
I don't think that Paul thinks I'm patient. You know what? Let's text him and ask him.
Ooh, I like this. Wait, what should I ask Justin?
Paul, do you think that I'm patient? Missy Elliott vibes. Lizzo's outfit.
Which outfit?
The Gautier one. The dress. The blue, okay. Whatever color this is. Someone look up Missy Elliott when she wore her, like, look up Missy Elliott iconic fashion moments. And it's just, like, the person that pops up.
What are your thoughts on weekday weddings?
I think it's fine. I think it's fine. I think that if you can have like a Thursday wedding, most people are going to take off the day after anyway. Go on.
She just got casted in this like horror comedy short and it's called Black Veil. And it's about two besties working the closing shift at a bridal boutique. They must face their own commitment issues and the veiled killer waiting to strike. I'm like, what are the odds? Is there a bridal store?
Welcome back, ladies, to...
Brides, Booze, and Boobs.
We say it very low now.
Do you want us to scream it?
No.
This ring light is, wow.
It's
very
so
bright today. But, I mean, if it makes us look nice.
Yeah.
Anything.
I know. Hello, podcast world. How is everybody?
Tired.
I'm tired, too.
I'm like
Monday.
Well,
today's your Friday.
Today's my Friday.
Yeah. Today's
I love that Fridays are Mondays are my Fridays.
Really?
Yeah. Because everyone else is struggling. Struggling at the beginning of their week, and I'm like, the weekend.
Today's my Thursday, I guess, because today, this week, I'm taking off. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, tomorrow will be my Friday, because I'm going to take off Wednesday and Thursday this year.
Perfect.
Shit. I don't know what that was talking about.
I have to say, I feel just, like, worn down from, like, we had the engagement party two weekends ago now.
Yep.
I mean, technically, right? It wasn't this past weekend. It was the weekend before. And that was so much fun. It was a blast, even though it was in our backyard. We didn't spend much money on it. But, the running around that we did. But it was so much fun. Oh, and then podcast world doesn't know about my friend Justin's friend that stayed over and ruined my apartment. Destroyed my apartment. I'll never have people stay at my house again, ever.
That's terrible.
Terrible. I feel like I have to tell them what it was, but it's, like, graphic.
Yeah.
Let's just say it was...
He got sick
all over my carpet, and I had to buy a new carpet. And he didn't even give that much of a gift, and he didn't offer to pay...
It's weird. I think if it was me, I'd be mortified.
Me too. And I would be like, 100%. Tell me what it is. I'll give you the money for it.
Yeah,
and his gift was a $40 gift card.
To Target?
I mean, like, that's not gonna cover anything. I mean, and it's not like he's broke. He's an engineer. So that makes it worse to me. If it were like one of my friends who's like, oh my god, I'm really struggling, I'm so so sorry, and they like showed that they were apologetic about it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, I get it. Like, don't worry about it. But he's like, well, at least I gave you an excuse to get a new rug. Isn't that nasty?
That's kind of rude.
That is kind of rude.
Well, that was my takeaway from my engagement party weekend. Just kidding. It was all very, very nice. And we played that game with the, like, guess who, bride or groom, and we raised the shoes.
Oh, yeah, with the shoes.
That was so much fun. I highly recommend everyone to do that for any of their...
Well, it's a good icebreaker, too, especially if you want to get, like, everyone involved. And, like,
yeah, and everyone's, like, calling out answers to things. And I was actually surprised by Justin's answer to things. He thinks I'm the more patient one.
You said.
In what world?
I don't know.
Someone tell me. In adult world, I'm patient. I'm like, bitch, if I come home and the freaking dishes aren't done, we're throwing down.
Wait, did your party, do they all know each other, or was that their first time meeting?
No, that was a lot of...
Did you ever see that meme where it's like... it's like, oh my God, I can't think of what the name of it is. I'm going to look for it because now it reminds me of Leah. And every time I see it, that's what it's going to remind me of.
No, actually, this was the first time the bridal party, like my friends and Justin's friends were all getting to know each other.
Really?
And yeah, even some family never met like Justin's family. So yeah. It was very nice. That's the whole point of our engagement party, was to get everyone to kind of mingle together again. Yeah. And like... just to meet each other before the actual wedding day.
Is that common for the bridal party and, like, the groomsmen to not really know each other?
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like my bridal party, they're, like, my group of girls. Justin knows them all, but, like, it's, like, either we're hanging out with the girls or we're hanging out with the guys.
Really?
Yeah,
I think it just depends.
Well, because my girls, they're all single. Like, it's a different environment. Justin, all of his friends are married, have kids.
Oh,
so it's just, like, we're never in, like, the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Some of them did. I threw a surprise birthday party for Justin a couple years ago, and I had a little group there. Yeah, like, people who mixed, but it wasn't many. It was, like, maybe four people that knew each other then. But yeah. I met some of Justin's friends for the first time, too, because they flew in from Nashville. They flew in from, you know, all different places.
I don't know. Maybe it's, like...
I'm bummed I can't find it.
Because I'm not in that stage yet. But I always, like, make my friends, like, meet the guy I'm talking to and his friends. And then we all end up becoming friends.
Yeah.
Like, I have a habit of doing that.
Well, a lot of Justin's friends don't live here.
Yeah. Well, he's military, so that makes sense.
Well, even from college, they all just kind of moved away.
Sorry.
Oh, you're going to tell me about a meme and then not find it for me?
I can't find it. I'm so mad because it's, like, it's really cute, too. It's like the father asks, I'm so mad that I can't find it. I know I'm going to mess it up. But it's, like, the father says to, like, the boyfriend, like, I hope you're treating my princess well. And he was like, your daughter threw his hands like an inmate.
Oh, I've seen that. Justin has sent that to me.
Everything is fabulous. And talk and curses like a truck driver, but everything's grand.
That's me. Justin sent that to me. Sorry.
That's funny.
Sorry, babe.
Yeah. I don't, so that's really funny. So yes, I do curse, and me and Paul both curse. And it's like, when I do get upset, I'm like, blah, 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 you know, whatever. But... I don't throw hands.
Oh my
like,
God.
I'm not beating him up.
But I'm like,
I'm anti that, by the way. Like, don't put your hands on another person. I feel as a woman,
never.
And I know this is like the worst, I'm not even gonna say it. People are gonna give me hate.
Say it now. You have to.
I think as a woman, you shouldn't be, like, people think like, oh, a guy should never hit a woman.
Yeah.
But I feel as a woman, let's say you, like, go up to a man and you, like, punch him in the face. Like, I just feel like as a natural reaction, the guy's going to turn around and punch. So, like, my theory was always, like, don't hit a guy. What if he hit you back?
Well, yeah.
Like, out of, like, a reactionary thing.
Let's just not be violent.
I went to SantaCon in the winter with my friends, and we were in this bar, and it was, like, jam-packed. Like, you could not move. And it was really overwhelming. Like, we ended up leaving because it was a lot.
Yeah.
And my friend, her college friend, like, accidentally, like, knocked into a guy, and he went to punch her.
Well, that's not...
It was a whole thing.
That's not what I mean. I just mean, like, did you ever, like, see, like, people fight and, like, girls go after guys?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this guy's gonna, like, defend himself. And I was just...
Sorry.
Like, I had friends that, like, would go after their boyfriends, and I always thought it was so weird. I'm like, why are you hitting him?
I don't know.
There was something about it I just didn't like. And I always think that there's women that take advantage of that. Like, oh, he can't, he shouldn't hit me as a guy. Like, I know people in situations like this right now.
Yeah.
They're, like, literally getting the shit kicked out of them. And I'm like, hello, Johnny Depp. Like, what's going on over here?
I just don't think violence is ever the answer.
No, it's not. You can get a lot further with words.
Oh, my God. Wait. You know what's really annoying?
Pygmies.
The ones that get in between the fight. This isn't you. This isn't you.
What does that mean?
I know. What does that mean? Are we old?
Wait, I know what a pick me is. This is, okay, like, this isn't who you are. Don't.
Oh, yeah. Like, if their boyfriend's, like, going to fight someone and they, like, get in the middle and they're like, this isn't you. Stop.
Let me say something.
Ew.
If my boyfriend, regardless of whoever it was, I'm just saying, like, if I was with a boyfriend or if I was whoever, if a guy comes after him, I'm not going to be like, this is not who you are.
I know. No, that's what I say.
Fuck him up. Fuck him up.
That's me, too. I'd be like the biggest cheerleader. No, you'd see me there in his corner. And I'm tiny. Like, I'm like 5'2". I'd be like, let's go.
I would totally be back there, too. Like, don't.
Like, I mean, seriously? I don't know if I'm a violent person at all.
I'm not a violent person at all. I have a mouth, but I'm not a violent person. I've never been in, like, a real... You know what? I probably shouldn't...
Don't jinx that.
Actually, I'm not going to jinx that.
For me, I grew up in Staten Island, so I've seen my fair share of, like, brawls.
You've seen some shit.
I have seen some shit. Oh, my God. If you're from Staten Island, you know what I'm talking about.
But I feel like anywhere. Like, you can literally grow up, like, anywhere. In the I grew up in the mean streets of Port Jefferson. I'm sure there's, like...
Port Jeff is taking a turn now, so...
I don't know. IS-51 was something else. I think we had... One time my mom had to pick me up from school because the Bloods were coming to kill us.
The Blood? What is that?
It was like
my eye is so itchy. Bad. Yeah, so... I'm so sorry. So... I feel like I'm having like some eye itch situation. I can't even talk right now. By the way, we're sponsored by Panera.
Actually, that's false. That is not what's happening right now.
I'm having a reaction to the mango smoothie. It's delicious. It's like literally feels like tastes like all yogurt.
It's allergies.
But my
right
tongue's gonna get frozen.
Because my I'm having a little Justin's eyes are killing him. They're watering nonstop.
My eyes are so itchy, but they're not pink, right?
Why you pink?
I mean
eye?
They're a little
What? No, they're not. Shut up.
It's like a little veiny.
Probably because I keep poking at them. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm trying not to. I have makeup on, so I don't want to, like, scratch my eyes.
If
but I'm
touch
like,
my is. Eyes with makeup on, they get itchy, and I can't.
Well, you have makeup on right now.
Yeah. I can't touch my eyes, or my eyes will start itching and burning, and then I'm done.
I've been putting these new drops in every morning. I don't know what this has to do with anything, but I've been putting these new drops in every morning, and I'm like, I don't think they're working. And then I have regular clear eye drops, these other drops, and then I have, like, allergy drops, and it's all... I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, my eyes are burning.
I think we should start doing a new thing on this podcast of, like, our daily favorites.
Our daily favorites?
Yeah, what are things that you're using this month that, like,
oh, like your skin regimen?
Whatever, anything. It could be anything that's your favorite.
I'm going to tell you one thing that I'm, like, obsessed with right now.
It could be a
dress.
Where's
my fat? Does anyone get the FabFitFun box?
I don't, but...
Really?
I mean, I would love to be able to afford something like that.
It's like $50 every 4 months.
Oh. Seriously. But then you have to buy the stuff in the box,
no,
right?
The box is $50 and you get like 10 things in the box.
Oh.
And then if you want to add on, you can, but you don't have to. Like, Gianna does add on because she's a shopaholic like her mother.
She is a shopaholic. I've seen that girl in action.
Could you believe the amount of things they were throwing? Okay, so we went to Target last night.
Yes, me and Corinne took a shopping.
And I was, I'm like anti. Like, I can't. I need to regulate what I'm spending. So, like, I'm an online shopper, but, like, if I need, like, a gift, I'll go to a small business, like, immediately. But, like, I'm not into, like, walking around Target anymore because I just feel like I just put shit in the cart that I don't need.
It's true. I spent way more than I needed to.
100%. So, we went to Target, me, Leah, and three girls last night, and how much stuff was in that cart? I'm, like, pulling out
overflowing.
Board games.
Well, you don't monitor what the girls are putting in the cart.
Throwing stuff in the cart, like, legit just throwing shit in there. We got up to the register. I didn't even know what was going on. You're right. I didn't monitor. And then they were like, can we get candy? And I was like, F no. Like, you can have gum. Like, literally. You're not getting a damn nothing.
You're like, you just bought candy.
They just had, like, for the cake for Gianna's birthday, they bought Reese's and Kit Kats. We don't usually keep, like, that stuff in the house because I'm like, I don't want to touch it. So I'm like, I don't even want it in the house. So.
And if it's there, I know it's there. And I'll be like, ooh, I can have a Kit Kat for
exactly.
dessert.
And the Kit Kats are literally staring at me now every day since Saturday.
Oh my God, I would kill them.
No, I
haven't.
I'd be like,
keep
this in
your own room. Keep
Leah,
this in this
I have not eaten one.
Wow.
Nothing. And today I had vegetables for lunch.
Vegetables are good.
They were actually pretty good. I had them with hummus. I didn't even finish them.
Yeah.
They were pretty good.
I need to start packing my own lunch. We almost got matching lunch boxes last night.
I'm really mad.
I'll go back and I'll get
whatever.
It.
It's too late. They had like two. You know that one.
They
gone.
Have another one. I'm sure of it.
Matching lunch boxes.
But
lunch,
I have
lunch boxes.
See, this is where I needed to monitor my spending because I was like, I have a lunch box. Do I really need this super adorable, cute one? No. Do I want it? Yes. But I settled with no.
It was only $20.
Well, when I.
And I'm glad
that's
I utilized
$20
it.
$20 more than I needed to spend.
True story. Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah. But I was like, I don't have one.
Yeah, see, for you it was worth it. For me, no. And then I put back a lot of... I got up to the register and I was like, no on this. No on that. And then there was something on clearance that really should have been on clearance. And he was like, oh, sorry, just because it has this tag doesn't mean it's on clearance.
Oh, sorry, pal.
And I was okay, then take it off my order.
Did you, he should have went back and checked, or we should have went back and checked.
I was at that point, we were there an hour and a half.
I know, I was like, I'm ready to go to the bathroom. Let's get the hell out of here. It was definitely, first of all, it was the girls' witching hour. That's what I call it. They get my mom calls it happy hour. They get all delirious at a certain time. Oh, it's so bizarre. They cackle and laugh and... I mean, I do it too, but the kids do it more.
That's funny.
It's when I'm hanging out all day. But yeah, and then I was this is way past my bedtime. It was 7:30.
I got home at 8. And then I pulled into the apartment when Justin got home, and he's sitting in the car listening to his audiobook. I'm what the fuck are you doing, first of all?
I think this is the plumber guy. Andrew, jump up and pause it. Hold on, we have the plumber coming in. Okay, so we're going to talk about, so we have our plumbing here today, people, so we're going to get interrupted a lot, but we're going to try to keep it to a minimum. And Andrea is off to the side telling us what the trends are, because we don't have access to
them. And we'll discuss.
Mm-hmm. I have five.
Okay, go.
Five trends. Yeah. And what's the goal to this game?
This game?
just to state your opinion.
Your opinion. My boobies are hanging out.
All right, opinions. Do we the trend or not? Yay or nay?
Oh, good.
Am I
disrupting? Nope, no. You can walk through.
I'm sending my truck in the back, and then I'll use the back door.
Okay, perfect.
It was a sneaky spot. I wouldn't have been able to find
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
behind the sign.
Yeah, it was behind that sign right there.
Pretty sure, I don't think it's a main. I think you have a branch line stoppage. Probably just a lot of toilet paper stuck in there.
Perfect.
I'll figure it out for you guys.
All right, thank you.
Do you need to contact, who handles the billing?
I do.
Okay.
So yeah, so you just have to let me know what it is. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're
all right. Yeah, you can. Yeah, he's going to go through the back door.
Okay.
A chatty Kathy.
I know, really.
Listen, very nice.
Summer boy. He's very nice. He's very sweet. He's a cutie. He's a sweetheart. We love him. Please fix our toilet, gentlemen.
I like him. He was very nice.
You can keep that in the thing, Danielle.
Do you want to, you should take him on a nice date.
No.
Oh, that's not our type. Okay, continue.
My type is douche, so.
Yeah, no shit. Club boy.
He's going away.
Oh, Jesus.
This week.
Trending. What's trending?
Okay. So it's just different alternative things at a wedding. So what are your thoughts on weekday weddings?
I think it's fine.
I'm here for it.
I think it's fine. I think that if you can have a Thursday wedding, most people are going to take off the day after anyway, because who the hell wants to go to a wedding and not, I mean,
Leah just went to a wedding and then came to work the next day.
Yeah, but Leah's a workaholic and she doesn't want to miss the weekends.
Yeah.
She doesn't, and she's trying to save and stuff like that. I mean, yeah if you, it depends. I guess it just depends.
I was struggling the next day, I will say.
You didn't
that.
Seem it.
Really? Aw, thanks. I did sell.
Oh, wait, I wasn't here. So I don't know.
the numbers speak for themselves.
True story. Yeah, I mean, I don't really mind it that much. And I think that in this day and age right now, people are... Oh, I took a picture with my phone.
Listen.
I think that people are saving money. And if you can have a Thursday, who cares? It's your wedding.
Yeah.
You know, listen, you have to realize that some people might not be able to come.
I'm having a Sunday night wedding.
Lame.
How dare you?
I'm just kidding.
And Sunday so I'm just like, lame. If it's an hour, if it's a year in advance, I mean... People can take off if they know
exactly.
In advance.
If they want to, they can. If they don't, they don't. If they don't want to come, they don't have to come.
Exactly. Precisely.
Love it.
What about alternative ceremony seating? So they have it runway style instead of everyone facing forward.
I kind of think it's cute. I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me.
I'm not into it.
You're not into it?
No, because...
But in England, they do it.
2 seconds that you're walking down the aisle, and then, you're cricking your neck the whole time.
That's true. You are. Maybe they could give you swivel chairs.
Yeah, right? I'll put swivel chairs at my wedding.
If I come to your wedding and there's no swivel chairs there, I'm gonna be really upset. I'm just letting you
know. I don't know. I just feel like the most important part for me is your phone.
No, because I think I moved it forward prior to this conversation.
You were playing a lot with it.
I was playing with it because I was ASMRing.
I don't know. I
you
just
missed
feel
it.
Like
it was funny.
The most important part of a wedding to me is, the vows and the ceremony itself. So, that's what I want to see. That's what I'm here for.
But it's, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't mind it. I'm not opposed to it. I wouldn't be oh, my God, no.
I don't mind it either, because they can just, move their chair, too.
Exactly. Mm. But the swivel.
Yeah, the swivel.
They really need to just make
swivel
bar
stools.
I I like it.
I think it looks cool for like the drone shots too, if you have that.
It did, the one that we saw, I think it looked really pretty.
So the next one is no phones during the ceremony. Which
I don't
like
phones. I don't like the phones. I think it, or I think that what you should do is have your ceremony at a certain part. They should be like, okay, now you can take out your phones and take a picture and then put them away.
Yeah, that's
give them a couple minutes to take the pictures that they want and then boom, done. Because they do get in the way of the photographer, and you're gonna get crappy shots.
Yeah. So wait, did Justin and I ever tell you what we want to do for our wedding? We want to make it comedy show style, where we like hand out those little bags that you have to put your phone in and stash your phone away, because no matter how many I've seen the unplugged ceremonies, no one listens. No one listens.
Okay, but who's taking the phone?
Justin was saying that it's like with the comedy shows. Because that's how Gianna's
phone got stolen.
No one would take the phone, but you have this like magnetic bag that you like would put your phone in. You keep your phone on you, and it has like a thing that goes on top of it so that you can't get into it until someone releases you.
Like jail?
Yeah, like jail.
Like
because you know
jail.
How many unplugged ceremonies I've been to, and everyone's sitting there in the aisle like this.
It's well, you first of all, you need a bridal attendant at your wedding that's going to be able to be like, I'm sorry, can you please put away your phone?
Yeah,
yeah,
1,000%. Someone needs to be on top of that. See, at my wedding, there wasn't people on top of things at the ceremony.
Yeah.
So it turned into, like, mass chaos. And you cannot have that. Once again, get your day of
coordinators. There's fucking Justin's dad who's like, I'm not going to have my phone on me. He's like, but when you guys get to the altar, like, that's when I'll pull out my phone and I'll take a quick picture. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? He's something else.
He's something else, all right. Wait, what the? What just happened? Spillage. Clean up on aisle 2, please.
Oh my god.
What is happening?
Wow, I just stressed.
We're not in
the
freaking White Snake video. She's like,
I don't know what happened just now.
Do you guys even know who White Snake is?
Mm-hmm.
Thank Andrea. At least Leah knew, so that's alright. I'll take one. One out of none.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was all like right, next one.
80s. Was that my belly?
I don't know. You just looked at me like, have you ever seen?
My stomach was like.
Have you ever seen the movie Get Out? The one where like.
Yes.
Crane just looked at me like one of the people that got triggered and then back to reality.
My stomach triggered me.
That was so scary.
It was like. I was like, what the hell?
You stared into my soul.
You're gassy for your veggies.
Oh my god, vegetables. All right, go. Continue. This is like not cool.
Virtual save the dates.
No.
I don't like them. I like tradition.
I have no comment.
Do you like them?
Like, send out a card for God's sakes.
I know.
That's a comment.
That's my comment. No, I don't know. Yeah, you know what? If you're saving money, I don't know. If you have to cut corners, that's where I would cut a corner.
Really?
Why? What are you going to cut a corner on? Like, you have flowers?
You know, I actually asked Elle and Leah this the other day, what they would cut corners on for their wedding. I said I would cut corners on the cake.
I couldn't decide.
The cake?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it gets
people
like...
People going to eat it.
I would do something like, I don't know,
like
something
the cake was one of the best parts of the last wedding.
You could do a donut tower. That'd be cute. Mm.
But that's still expensive.
Yeah.
My friend's brother had like a Krispy Kreme cake. Like that a Krispy Kreme really donut tower at his wedding.
See, I'm like an that's ice cool. cream person, not really like a cake person.
I don't think you can have an ice cream cake at your wedding.
Wait, why? Did I tell you?
Because it will melt.
What if I do a sundae bar?
That'd be cute. They have those, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a thing.
I don't think that's considered cutting corners, though, because you're just replacing the cake with something else. Did I tell you that Giorgio's goes around and gives out warm cookies with dessert?
Oh, my God.
They go to every table and they're like, warm cookie?
Like, who's gonna say no to that, by the way? Like, honestly, just put the cookies on the table and we'll all eat out of it like a big old trough.
Just put the whole platter down.
Just put the whole platter down because people are definitely gonna eat it.
It was perfect. So,
do you know who else gives out the most delicious cookies?
Who?
That hotel. Is it the Doubletree? Doubletree!
Yes, they do.
They give out these amazing chocolate chip cookies when you stay there, when you check in. Oh, everywhere.
Not at my Doubletree.
Well, I don't know what's going on there. It is Doubletree, isn't it?
I think so.
They're the best chocolate. They're delicious.
Oh, my God. I see.
When we go and stay in the city, they give you them.
When I went to Chicago, they didn't have it.
Maybe you got robbed. Yeah, here it is. Doubletree cookies. Wait, maybe it's not Doubletree.
Maybe you got robbed.
It was almost stolen.
Look, there's a recipe, and it's called Better Than the Double Tree Chocolate Chip Cookie.
Wow.
They're so delicious. They're like,
you
it's
reminded
like cookie
me
crack.
With this hotel stuff. I have to block my rooms out.
You do need to block your rooms because it's
what
important.
Do I do? Just call them?
If you don't call them now and other people are staying there, then you're going to miss blocks. You're going
to
miss rooms.
They said
we
not to do it
rooms.
Until a year out.
Why?
I don't know. They said that's something you do a year out from your wedding.
All right, we're a year out. Let's go.
Let's wear a year and a month. Let's not rush
it's
it.
A year.
That's a year. And especially because the fall is a really popular time.
Oh, God.
Yes. What was that?
Winley. She remembers us. Because I was just telling Leah when you took the phone call, she posted that she was just casted in like a short horror film. This is the one that I went. You sent me to some weird location.
Oh yes, I remember that.
She's
I
super nice.
I send you to. They were like, "Can you guys come?"
Anyway.
Go on.
She just got casted in this like horror comedy short, and it's called Black Veil, and it's about two besties working the closing shift at a bridal boutique. They must face their own commitment issues and the veiled killer waiting to strike. I'm like, what are the odds? Because we're a bridal store.
I don't like that. Now I'm going to think of that all the time.
Well, every time I'm here by myself in the morning, I always think, like, what if someone's hiding in the dresses? Just, like, waiting to strike.
I think about if someone's frogging. If you don't know what frogging
is. There's no ceiling here. How are they frogging here?
Actually, in the back room, I feel like someone could definitely live up there.
Oh, you mean above the, mm-hmm. in, like, the loft mm-hmm. space? Well, let's give everyone hints of where to go when you come and get us. Let's give the whole YouTube... Jesus Christ. Jesus. No, I said it.
Christ. Oh my God, no.
Please don't come here.
Frogging is a scary thing. If you don't know what it is, it's when you live in
just
someone's
look it up.
House.
If you don't know what it is, look it up.
It's P-H-R-O-G-G-I-N-G. Frogging. Like fat.
Oh, frogging. It's. I'm like, what is she spelling? I'm like totally thrown off at the P-H.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's the way you spelled that.
I don't know.
Like
I didn't realize
it.
That either.
Freaks me out completely.
I didn't realize that either until the special was on.
Nobody's frogging in here. I feel like that's a bug.
My last trend is bridesmaids wearing white.
I love it.
I don't.
Yeah. You're undecided.
I don't really have like a. I don't know. Like it would have to be done really well. And I think that if your bridesmaids are wearing white,
look.
Are you wearing a color?
I think unless the bride is wearing black or red.
I think that if they're all wearing the same.
Look how cute.
It's beautiful. Wait,
right? Hello.
But, like, you can't tell who the bride is.
Yes, you can. So we kind of left off there abruptly on the white bridesmaids' dresses.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I showed you that picture.
Yeah, I have pictures, too. We'll send some to Danielle so she can, like... We lost our flowers, by the
like,
way.
Look
they
how
died.
Pretty they are, though. I don't know. Andrea was saying... Andrea left, by the way. We had a lot of chaos.
We had a lot going
happened.
On. And, like, we literally have had, like, almost an hour break.
Oh
we just need to shut
was
the
it
phones.
A break, though?
No.
That didn't seem like a break to
no,
me.
No, I'm stressed out.
I wouldn't be stressed.
I'm
but...
stressed. I'm so... No. I would never rip my hair. That's too beautiful.
But Andrea was saying that when you have the girls in the white bridesmaids dresses, you don't know who the bride is. But I disagree because you know you can tell a bridal gown versus
I think
a bridesmaid's
that
gown.
If I think that if her dress is like I think that if she's wearing something like very simple, she's gonna blend in more. That's mm-hmm. my personal opinion. Because I've seen pictures where I'm like, okay, that looks pretty. And then there's other ones where I'm like, I don't even know who the bride is.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Like
well,
I'm
this like
picture
I'm looking
that I just
to see
you...
to see who where to yeah. differentiate between them and the bride.
The picture I just showed you that
I wanna be able to see
the
bride.
Girls are in like midi dresses. And
that's cute.
That's cute.
That's fine. But that's what I'm saying. There has too. To be a difference between oh thank you. That's yes. Okay, so that's not bad.
That's the photo I'm using for my flower reference, actually.
Okay.
That's
but
why
even still, that. Like, see, now, if let's just hypothetically say all her brides, we'll send this to Danielle. If all her brides had long floor-length dresses, I would not know who she was.
I don't know.
I'm telling you. I just wouldn't immediately, she doesn't stand out to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I don't love it.
Okay. I see it.
Bye. It has to be done well, otherwise...
Yeah.
I say can it. Is this my water?
Can it.
Can it. Like,
oh my gosh. Wow. Well, this was like one crazy...
I feel like this was a 25-minute podcast.
I know. Well, we're filming for like an hour.
We have like 3 hours of footage.
It was a lot of, we had the plumber come in, and how many times did he distract us?
Four too many times.
Yeah.
So now
he kept coming up, sorry, am I interrupting you guys? Clearly.
Well, I mean, in his defense, he was trying to fix the toilet.
I have no patience. See, this is, Justin thinks I'm the more patient one. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, I'm not patient either, so I think it's funny. I don't think that Paul thinks I'm patient. You know what? Let's text him and ask him.
Ooh, I like this. Wait, what should I ask Justin?
Paul, do you think that I'm a patient person? I talk text of that.
What should I ask Justin? Anything? Do you think
maybe we could get Paul on speaker? Let's see. Let's see if we can get Paul on the phone here. Oh, wait. Let's see. We have Paul. Hello? We have Paul.
Paul signing
can you
on.
Hear us, Paul? Paul? Hello? He does this all the time. Hello? Hello? Babe.
Hello.
Hello. So, okay, we're on the podcast right now, and I need to ask you a question.
Jesus, all right.
Christ.
Do you think I'm a patient person?
No.
Just like that. Just as just very matter of fact, absolutely not. No.
Not really.
Do you think you're a patient person?
No.
Do you think I'm more patient than you are?
No.
What? Do you gonna say anything else besides no?
If it applies.
If it applies, I can't. That's so funny.
Okay, we're going now. Goodbye, babe.
Goodbye. Enjoy your podcast.
Goodbye.
I'm surprised you didn't. I'm
surprised he answered my call.
I'm surprised that when you said, "Hey, we're on the podcast," he didn't go hang up. Hang up.
He probably wanted to, but. So, yeah, that
I'm
was
proud
Paul.
Of him.
That's Paul all the
I'm
time.
I'm proud of him.
You're proud of him?
Yeah, for that's not great. Hanging up immediately.
I guess, whatever.
So I heard boat day?
Yeah, he wants to go on the boat on Thursday. Wednesday, but then we're saying it's going to be very hot Wednesday. So if it's too hot, we'll maybe do it Thursday.
Great, I'll pack my bag.
Are you going to come?
I am off. It's my weekend.
She's like, I'm coming. My
mom.
I don't even know if the kids want to come.
Oh, it's a...
Well, Gianna, is Gianna working here on Wednesday?
I don't know.
I didn't even think of that.
I don't make the schedule.
Shit. She might be working for me Wednesday.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, she is.
Oh. That's funny. Or Gianna.
Mm-mm. No, she doesn't really. Gianna does not. She is okay with the boat, but I don't think she'd prefer to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets mad when I tell her she can't come. She's like, I'll come to the shop and work for free. I'm like, no, you will not. You're going to get paid. Because I don't think it's fair for her to have to come and not get a paycheck and work and do the same amount of work that everyone else is doing that's getting
exactly.
paid.
Yeah.
So I hate when she does that.
Agreed.
So yeah, so that's. All right. This was the worst podcast ever.
I thought
but also
it was
fun.
Good. I
had
a
some
lot
good
of
laughs.
Fun.
We had some good laughs.
Yeah, well.
We're not talking about your back pain.
Absolutely not. Oh, man. All right. Well, next up, we did also want to talk about the, like, VMAs and outfits this time. But
yeah, so maybe
can
we'll
I just
do
mention
that.
One thing really
maybe
quick?
Maybe we could make a, for next week, because we need to talk about the VMAs.
We do need to talk about it. Okay, so.
I liked, let's just throw it out there that I didn't mind Lizzo's acceptance, the black one. I didn't like the pointiness of the boot. Not the blue. Come on, man. I know a lot of people were like, oh, they liked it. I didn't love it. I thought, I don't know. Whatever. You know what? I can have an opinion. I didn't love that one. I liked the black one.
I hated it.
I feel like
hold
if the boots
on.
Were normal. First of all, I feel like, I don't know.
She had two outfits because I only saw one.
And she had a pink one when she performed.
Oh, okay. Wait, so
she had
which
the black
one, did you
one
not
when
like?
She accepted. Well, I didn't love the blue.
Yes. That was absurd to me. I'm sorry. As a plus woman, do better.
Well, here's the thing, though. I feel like as a plus woman, you should wear whatever you want. And I don't, honestly, I don't look at fashion like that. I'm looking as a whole and, like, how it looks. I wouldn't like that on anybody.
No, but, like,
it wasn't.
I
it
want
wasn't
you
that
to
she was plus or midsize or a small
for me,
size.
It's
I
like,
just did not prefer
you're
that
you're just
dress.
Trying to, like, put as much fabric as possible on top of you and like
well,
you're
yeah.
like covering yourself.
She definitely likes to like what's the word I'm looking for? She definitely likes to be different and I give her that. Like I give her credit for that. I just didn't love that dress. But the
know.
Black one If the boobs weren't, I didn't get the pointy boobs, but whatever.
I just don't want people to like look at, oh, Lizzo like put as much fabric as possible to cover her body. And
I don't think that's what she was doing, because she literally does her concerts and has her ass hanging out.
I know, and that's like, what I love. Like legitimately,
her whole butt. That's the Lizzo I love. I can like see her butthole.
I love the Lizzo who's unapologetically like, here's my ass.
I don't think that's why she did it though. I think she did it for couture reasons. It was like a couture dress. I didn't love it, but that's. I wouldn't have loved it on anybody. It wasn't because it was because she's plus size. I wouldn't love that on anybody. I didn't love it. I know the fabric, and I just felt like it was very, it reminded me of like.
Who designed it?
Like a curtain, sort of.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
Exactly. And I don't know.
Look that up. Who designed? Let's look it up. Let's ask Siri. All right. No, I'll just.
You're right though. I wouldn't like it on anybody, but especially for Lizzo. I want her to continue being her like, this is my body. And like. Whether you like it or not, this is me showing it off unapologetically.
Okay, so it was a Gautier dress. I don't know. I'm looking... Okay, hold on a second. I'm looking at this more in depth right now. No, I still don't love it. No. It just... I don't know. I get the whole couture thing. I get it. And... Maybe, I don't know. I know people thought it was fabulous. I don't know what people think.
A lot. And
she was definitely... It says that she... Lizzo made... sure to make an eye-popping statement. She definitely did. She was eye-popping.
I mean,
she's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman.
She is.
I'm gonna go to her Instagram
but
right
you
now.
Know what I'm getting from this? Can I be honest right now?
I mean, tell me.
I'm getting Oscar the Grouch in his garbage can.
Well, it's blue.
It just looks like Oscar the Grouch is popping out of his garbage can.
So her pink that she performed in was fine. She looks stunning. Her makeup is flawless.
She does look... She's amazing skin ever.
She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. Her hair looks so good. I love the earrings.
I love the pink dress.
I love the color of the dress.
I even like the black one, like you're saying. I don't mind the cones, because again, that's like that eye-catching, you know...
I know, that's Lizzo. I don't get the cones, but whatever.
But that's Lizzo.
That is her, yes. I will give you that.
This caught me off guard. I was like, why is she wearing this? I don't know.
She's
it's
like
very
walking
mixed.
Across the street. Oh my God, do you know what this is giving me? Missy Elliott vibes.
Who,
when
what?
She wore the Lizzo's outfit.
Which outfit?
The Gautier one. The dress, the blue, whatever color this is. This is giving me very. Someone look up Missy Elliott when she wore her like. Look up Missy Elliott iconic fashion moments and it's just like the first thing that pops up.
Oh, yes. But see, that's garbage bag.
Well, it literally is a. Yeah. She knows. Plastic bag suit.
She knows. Okay.
10 years later, Miss Elliott still knows her plastic bag suit was fly as hell. You know what? She rocked it. I love Missy Elliott, so how can you ever like... But I don't know. That's what that reminds me of, though. Like a big blue bag.
Yeah. It wasn't my top outfit of the night.
No. Like, I wouldn't have chosen it.
No.
But I get the whole fashion statement around it. Here's her walking through the streets of where were the VMAs in the city.
Like, it looks like one of those children's parachutes that, remember? In gym class? If that rainbow thing was black or blue, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. She looks beautiful, though.
Should we get Justin on the podcast right now?
Oh, God. Poor Justin.
Hello.
Hey, you still at work?
Yes, actually, you're on the podcast right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm surprised he didn't hang up.
We had Paul on this podcast, now we have you. Do you want to say something to the audience?
He doesn't.
Yeah, I'm taking the bike over to Ambets to get a beer. I'm going to meet you there.
Okay.
She's like, I should have left this
You're going to meet me there?
Yeah, because I'm meeting Walsh.
Oh, what time?
I'm leaving in 2 minutes.
Ugh, all right. And you want me to go or no?
I invited you.
Okay.
Aww.
So
sounds good.
To you if
he's such
like
a good man.
I'm going either way.
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Oh, I should
have
asked.
He's so sweet. At least he
says
more things.
Are the cats fed?
This is a shoe. When you order steak well done.
It is a shoe.
It's a shoe. It's a boot. At least he speaks to you. And on that note. We're gonna leave everyone.
Now I have to go get a beer, apparently.
Yeah, Leah's got to go get beers. We can finish off the podcast by saying that Leah's fiance talks to her and Paul's does not talk to me.
And Paul's does not.
Paul's does not.
I don't know. I love Paul. You can say what you want. I'm a Paul fan.
I'm a fan of Paul.
Yeah, I don't know. Because there's a lot of Justin in him.
He's a very quiet boy.
That's okay. But I like that about these men, because Justin is very standoffish to everybody but me.
Yeah. So we are going to sign off.
We love you guys.
We love you. I'll see you next week.
This is my highlight of my week, is doing the podcast and talking.
Yeah.
But okay.
All right, guys.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Bye-bye.